SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Iminungkahi sa isang bagong pananaliksik na ang mga ina na umiinom ng mga antibiyotiko habang nagdadalang tao ay maaaring inilalantad ang kanilang anak sa isang mataas na panganib ng impeksyon at pagkakaospital. Humihimok ang mga doktor ng pangangalaga at sinabing ang mga GP ay dapat baguhin ang paraan ng pagre-reseta ng antibiyotiko sa mga buntis na kababaihan. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Matt Connellan na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Natuklasan sa isang pag-aaral ng Murdoch Children's Research Institute sa Melbourne ang isang sinasabing kawili-wiling disenyo. Tiningnan nito ang mga datos mula sa mahigit 7,500 na pagbubuntis sa Denmark sa pagitan ng taong 1997 at 2009. Sinabi ni Professor David Bergner mula sa institusyon, nais ng mga mananaliksik malaman kung bakit mas masakitin at may impeksyon ang ibang bata kumpara sa iba.
We're interested around pregnancy and we were interested in whether antibiotics affected the microbiome, which is the millions of bugs we all carry normally in our gut and elsewhere, and whether antibiotics in pregnancy affected a child's risk of getting an infection.
At ang resulta?
Women who were prescribed antibiotics during pregnancy, their children were about 20% more likely to be admitted to hospital with infection in the first 14 years of their life.
Hindi nagpakita ang pag-aaral ng rason sa kalakaran, ngunit iminungkahi ni Professor Bergner na malaki ang ginagampan ng papel ng good bacteria.
We think it's because the antibiotics affect the mother's microbiome, their good bacteria, if you like, in their gut and their vagina. And then when the baby's born, it picks up those good bacteria and that educates their immune system and that makes a difference as to whether they get infection. Now, if they've had antibiotics, that can have a bad effect on the microbiome and therefore the baby picks up a microbiome that's not as good and that might affect its ability to develop a normal, very robust immune system and that might affect its risk of infection in early childhood.
Inlarawan naman ni Dr. Ken Seng Lim mula sa Australian Medical Association ito bilang inconclusive o hindi matibay.
It's certainly not a conclusive study by any means, but it's something which is worth looking at and it's something for us to pursue or investigate further.
Ang ilang mga ina ay maingat pagkatapos ng mga natuklasan. Isa na dito si Michaela Hamilton.
It concerns me, especially when I'm pregnant. I think like it's like always common sense to consider if you use them or not. Luckily, I didn't have to, but the little buddy, he had the infections, I think, in the first days anyway.
Ngunit, sinabi ni Dr. Bernadette White mula sa Royal Australia at New Zealand College of Obstetricians at Gynecologists, hindi dapat madismaya ang mga ina.
My message would be not to worry, of course not, but to just, if a doctor is proposing to them they should take antibiotics, that they have a discussion with the doctor about how important is that, are there any other alternatives, would it be appropriate perhaps to wait a little and see whether a minor illness is getting better without them, but that if they did need to take antibiotics, that they shouldn't really worry that they're likely to run into any serious consequences from that.